We do walk along the streets here because there are no sidewalks.
Nina Gabbianelli is dressed in what she describes as typical Victorian women's wear, a tightly corseted dress with flowing sleeves and a bonnet. She's vice president of programming and education at the society and is leading the tour.
Now, the homes in this area are mostly rather large. There was a lot of space, a lot of land. These were the lawyers, the doctors, the mine owners. So not much has changed in that sense. Oh, head around the corner here. Beautiful little house over here was owned by a bank clerk that worked for Mr. Wheeler at his bank. Because when Mr. Wheeler decided to really put down roots here, he builds a bank on the corner of Mill and Hyman Street. On the second floor, he puts some offices for his Aspen Mining Company. And on the third floor, he gives the city an opera house, the Wheeler Opera House. This elevated us in the eyes of the world to a city. This home has that beautiful sunburst over the porch entranceway there, right over 533. The railings. You could then, probably by the time this house was built, order pieces like that reveal window and the porch railings to be brought in on the train so they didn't have to be hand-hewn here in town. This home here, built in a Frank Lloyd Wright style, so that was kind of our mid-century building that was happening here, both through Herbert Beyer, a Bauhaus-trained architect who came with Mr. Pepke. He was trained in Germany in the Bauhaus School of Architecture. And then there was Fritz Benedict, another 10th Mountain Division serviceman who returned here, who had trained with Frank Lloyd Wright, mostly in landscape architecture, but then also helped to build homes here too. So this home, you'll notice the trees. You don't notice the house. The house works itself within the landscape.
And as we walk through Aspen's West End, there's a noticeable amount of hammering, mowing, and other activity. Gabbianelli says she's noticed more of the fixer-uppers are getting spruced up.
You know, we haven't had building. 2008, the building stopped. The development properties didn't sell. So now they're selling, and now there's more construction going on. So we're seeing what we just haven't seen in a while, I think.
Moments later, as we pass by the Victorian home sold last year by the actor Jack Nicholson, it's surrounded by workers. They're putting in a new foundation. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.